Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
She knew she kind of wanted to study something having to do with film. It was called many different things at many different colleges. That's part of the problem with emerging fields like film production. It's called media production, or sometimes digital producing, or digital media, or visual design, all kinds of different things. And anyway, we studied different colleges that offer these kinds of things. And you find them all at collegeboard.org, by the way. Collegeboard.org should be on your handout. Anyway, that's why I started finding colleges, and I'd go online and I'd say, Sarah, look at this course catalog. And I showed her the course catalog for Taylor University. Anybody familiar with Taylor University in Indiana? If I were speaking in the Midwest, you would know it, but it's a small Christian college in Indiana. And it attracts a lot of missionary kids, so they get a lot of cultural diversity, even though it's in the middle of the cornfields of Indiana. And we were familiar with it because we knew kids that went there. And I pull open the college catalog, not pull open, it was online. I show her online, and I say, Sarah, look at the classes you will take if you want to major in media production at Taylor University. And she looked at those classes, and she said, Mom, I want to take every single one of these classes. Ah, I've hit on something, haven't I? When a kid is that excited about the major. Now, nobody ever said that about accounting. Nobody ever said, I want to study every single one of these accounting classes, including advanced corporate income tax. But you should look at the classes and say, could I do this for 4 years? And how many electives do I have? And can I minor in something? A lot of majors, engineering does not allow much opportunity for you to minor in something. It's a very demanding major. Accounting is too. You really don't get very many minors, but the film development or the film production, she could minor in photography or art or other things at the same time. Maybe marketing even. Okay. Any questions for me at this point before we go on to the last step, which is prepare, which again is where a lot of parents come in. I've talked about what have I talked about? Studying yourself, matching it with potential careers, researching this career. So at this point, your student might have spent a month, maybe 2 months doing this, and now they maybe have it narrowed down to a handful of college majors or potential careers. Questions, comments, insight? Yes, ma'am. You know, those personality tests are really fun. You can do those really at any age. But when I talked to this class of 4 students, they were freshmen and sophomores. And so they were going through career exploration. That sophomore is a good time to do it. Sophomore, junior year is a really good time to do this because they still have time to work on their high school plan. And too much earlier than that, just let them do the fun tests and talk about it at the dinner table, you know, because pretty much younger than about 12 or 13, and they won't be successful at these tests because they won't have had enough life experience to know, to answer the question. Even the high schoolers told me some of these were designed for adults, like, you know, who've never had really much opportunity for leadership experience, so they don't know if they're leaders. Does that make sense? So you can try it, but they aren't always necessarily terribly successful at those. But so you gotta get them into that kind of 15 and up age range. It's most helpful. Do you have a question back there? Hand up. Anybody else? Question, comment? Did any of you adults go through anything like this when you were picking your careers or college majors? No? Anybody? No? Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yes, education. I was going to say, you've done nursing if you have 5 kids. That's pretty cool. That's real. It was pretty accurate then, wasn't it? And looking, and then you have the advantage of, like we do with Joseph in the Old Testament, looking back on your life and saying, oh, that's pretty cool how it picked those things out. And other people will laugh and they'll take those tests. And oh, one person was laughing with me last night and she said something about, it was one of the high schoolers. Oh, it said I should be a nun. And then another test said, she's not Catholic, you know, another test said I should be a rabbi. She's not Jewish. But that's because she had somehow put how religion was important to her. And that's about, as a pretty lame question, in my opinion. You know, because first of all, I believe that every occupation, with the exception of those that are illegal or immoral, is ministry. You know, accounting is ministry. You know, I am helping someone to be successful in their business so that they provide a livelihood for their family and for the Lord's work. Accounting is ministry. So let's talk about how we can prepare our students once they have maybe down selected to a few careers. Okay. A high school plan. And I think there's a lot of stuff written about this, so I'm just going to talk about it at a very high level. But your students should look at what graduation requirements are. Now, that means graduation from your home school. And in Ohio, we have a lot of freedom to set what our graduation requirements are. Do you guys have that same freedom here in Oklahoma? I understand you're a pretty good state that way. Okay. So most of the time, though, I find that the public or the state graduation levels are minimal. And my standards added more to that. But it's worthwhile to look at. Okay. It's also worthwhile to look at if they're going to go into college or they're going to go into the service or something. And I'm not as good about talking about non-college paths. So I apologize for that right up front. My experience was go to college. My experience with my daughters was go to college. So start with collegeboard.com and look to see what the college entrance requirements are. And they might vary based on your major. All right. If you're going to go into nursing, they expect you to have quite a bit of science and lab sciences, which means, mom and dad, it's your job to get them lab sciences, not just the book. If you go into engineering, it's an awfully good idea. You won't be really successful unless you can get up through calculus and math. Okay. And the websites are pretty good. The college websites for the particular, like Purdue will say, this is what our freshmen come in with. Basically, if you don't come in with this, you're going to be really struggling your first year when all your classmates are kind of better prepared than you. So anyway, at least start the list. And in the book that I have a few charts, like here's my parents' requirement to graduate from high school, here's my state, and here's what college is. So I get the kids actually doing the research to see what's required. It's kind of a step to help them start taking more responsibility for their high school education with you as their coach. But it should be a lot of teamwork between you guys deciding what is needed to graduate from high school and to prepare you for your next step. So this is a little hard to read, but this is my daughter's high school plan. This is Emily's. So this is a plan I made up when she was in 10th grade. That's the second column. And I don't know if you can see, but 11th and 12th are kind of in italics, meaning they were only plans. And as being an engineer, I do this in Excel. And okay, but you can do it on paper quite easily. And do it in pencil because it will change. So, you know, we have the subjects going down one column and then the years. So in Ohio, and for most colleges, they want you to have English 4 years. So she's got English for 4 years. And the plan was modern lit and British lit. Those didn't happen because this wonderful homeschool program came along and they offered a kind of a combined package of literature, composition, and history all together. So I took advantage of that wonderful program. That's why the plans can change. New things can crop up all the time, right? Okay, her math, she did go through calculus because, believe it or not, accountants have to take a calculus class. Business majors typically take. It's kind of called business calculus in college. So don't whip out if they want to go into business, don't whip out on the math. She never did take advanced chemistry because she decided in the summer for junior year not to be a pharmacist, to be an accountant instead. So we scratched advanced chemistry. She never took science at all in her senior year. She didn't need to. She had enough. Okay? This is why it's kind of nice if they decide early on, but they shouldn't panic if you don't. Okay? You can see the other stuff. She was working on taking a CLEP test to get college credit for her Spanish, and she did that, so she tested out. She didn't have to take foreign language in college. And we put actually down there elective, as electives, career exploration, you see, was kind of early in her freshman year, accounting there in her junior year, and college search. I actually put it, I didn't put it on the transcript, if you will, but I made sure she had time in her day to allow for that. Does that make sense? So anyway, I don't know if that's helpful, but it was my plan. Your plan might look very different. You may emphasize different, some of you might put Bible in there, and her Bible was kind of rolled into that class I was telling you about. That was kind of a mix of things. You might emphasize things differently than I do, is all I'm saying. Okay? But make up a plan like that. Talk it over with your student. This picture here is to remind you to tell you some students and kind of how their high school plans worked for them. So the first is a picture of Jordan with my daughter. And Jordan went to he went to a private high school in Cincinnati. And in Cincinnati, we have a huge Catholic population. And so he went to an all boys Catholic high school. They had excellent academic reputation, although he's not Catholic. They take a lot of non-Catholics in the Catholic high school he went to. And he decided pretty early on that he wanted to study engineering, but he had not taken enough math to get all the math he needed by high school graduation. He was not planned to do that. So in his sophomore year of high school, he doubled up on his math. He took geometry and algebra 2 in the same year, which is about the only time you can do it and about the only time you can take two math classes together, because otherwise math is so sequential. So in his sophomore year, he took geometry and algebra 2 together. His junior year is pre-calculus, and his senior year was calculus. He went to the University of Dayton. He's now a senior finishing up his engineering degree. Graduate next month like Sarah. And I remember seeing Jordan that year, and he never really looked happy. He looked kind of tired most of the time. But he got it out, and he did it, and it built character, and it built stamina, and it built perseverance and hard work ethic and all those things that prepare him ultimately for being a successful student in engineering, because that takes stamina and perseverance and a lot of hard work too. And the other picture is my other daughter's friend's Megan. So Megan decided through my career exploration class that she wanted to be a professional violinist, which is a hard row to hoe as well. You have to have passion on top of passion to be a professional musician, but that's what she decided she wanted to do. One thing she did to help her decide that was she started a micro business teaching violin. Suzuki was how she learned, so that's what she taught to younger violin students to test, do I want to be a professional musician? Because a lot of them end up teaching. And in her senior year, her mother decided she needed to have science and was going to have Megan take physics. Megan had already done biology and chemistry, and she was going to have her take physics. And I said, please don't do that. Poor Megan. Physics is horrible. Pardon any physics majors in here, but it is a very difficult science to understand. And she didn't need it. She knew she was going to be a violin major. She had enough science to make the music program happy. Why put physics on this kid's shoulders? You know, to study sound so she'd understand how violins make sound? No. Anyway, I talked Mom out of it, and Megan was eternally grateful to me. She went on to have a scholarship at University of Memphis, and now she is getting her master's degree at Butler University in Indianapolis in violin, and she teaches violin at a piano studio. So she's one of my success stories, okay? Like saying, here she went through the process, knew what it would take to become a professional violinist, and she is on her way.
You're listening to the Dollars and Cents Show with Carol Topp. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back.
Does your high school student struggle with choosing a career or college major? Are you fearing they might waste time and precious money switching majors in college? I'm Carol Topp, and my new book, Career Exploration for Homeschool High School Students, will help your teenager investigate their personality, their interests, their values, and then match them to possible careers. But career exploration doesn't stop there. The book walks students through researching careers and then mapping a plan to be prepared in high school for going on to college or whatever's next. My book, Career Exploration, works for individuals, but it's really great in a group or for use in a homeschool co-op. You can find Career Exploration on Amazon.com or on my websites, homeschoolcpa.com and microbusinessforteens.com. Help your student make one of the most important decisions in their lives, picking a career. Take a look at Career Exploration by Carol Topp today.
Welcome back to the Dollars and Cents Show with Carol Topp. We will rejoin this broadcast in progress.
So there's that high school planning. Then the next step would be college preparation. In the book that, you're all going to get a copy of, PDF, there's an opportunity for, there's some information about going to college fairs. Okay? Start there. Start with college fairs. There's Boyce University here, Boyce College here. Who else is here? Some other colleges here? I'm sorry. Oral Roberts is here, probably, yes? I think I saw a few. Go to their booths. Ask what majors they offer. Ask. Sometimes the universities on their websites have a little bit of career exploration stuff, too. You can start checking those out. University of Missouri had a good website. I might make reference to it in the book, but they had some good stuff there about picking a college career. There's also some books or websites called What Can I Do With a Major In? Fill in the blank. And they say, if you majored in this, here are the job opportunities from it or career opportunities. So there's that kind of stuff. There are some online reviews. Can I see the handout again, Christine? I forget what I put on my own handout. I apologize. Okay, I don't put any on here. In the book then are some review sites where you can see what students say about colleges. There's one we visited. It's called collegedirt.com. Take everything with a huge grain of salt on those websites, okay? Because a lot of times, especially for the Christian colleges, you'll end up with a non-Christian kid who got sent there by mom and dad, and he's bitter and angry, and he's taking it all out on the website, okay? So my warning to you is students will always complain about the food at college, and the guys will always say the girls are not pretty enough. That's okay? Get past those and read the real meat. But read them. And so your student goes into this college with their eyes wide open. Can they understand that no college is perfect? Can they live with the defects that this college has? Sometimes they can, sometimes they cannot. But start reading those online reviews as you're starting to look at colleges. When my kids were like in junior high and early high school, I would talk to an older parent, and whose kid was going through the college search or had picked a college. I'd say, well, why did they pick that college? And I make a mental list of what's that college got, the why, and what was their second and third choice. So I start building this mental list or even a physical list of these are colleges my friends sent their kids to. How are they liking it? Why did they not pick the second and third choice? So you start understanding the process that they're going through and you start making a list. Does that make sense? So starting now, you know, and I ask what college do they go to? Why did they pick it? How are they liking it? What was their second and third choice? So you develop your own list of about 10 to 15 colleges that your student might potentially be interested in. Then the all-important college visit. Now, there are two different ways people do colleges and they search them. Some kids apply to like 10 or a dozen. And then those that they get accepted into, they go visit. That's one way to do it. My daughters did it the other way. They investigated and we visited, and then they only applied to two or three. Those are both acceptable ways of doing it. One woman I know was in like Tucson, Arizona, and all the colleges that her daughters were applying to were far away, so the visits were difficult, right? So, you know, I am in the Midwest. There are tons of colleges and tons of small Christian schools within 5-hour drive of us, sometimes 2 or 3 hours away. So we visited a lot of schools, like 5 or 6 for one daughter and about 4 for the second daughter. Read the student newspaper. If you can get a copy of the underground newspaper, read that. Very revealing. Sometimes they're online. Eat in the cafeteria because that's where your student will be eating. And this is most important. Your student needs to stay overnight in the dorm. which is, makes it expensive because you guys got to go get a hotel room. They need to stay overnight in the dorm because the dorm life will influence their character and their life and their life habits more than any professor in the classroom ever will. The dorm life will make or break their college experience. So you want it to be good. You want it to be positive. So my daughter visited a college. I'll say the state, but I won't say the college, Michigan, which is just north of us in Ohio. And we knew some students that went there, and it looked like on paper had a good accounting program, had a Christian roots. It's very important to say Christian roots. Doesn't necessarily mean Christian practice anymore, Christian roots. So she goes, we go through the tour, we go sit in the class, all the stuff that you do. She spends the night in the dorm while we're in a hotel room, pick up the next morning. She gets in the car, she says, I'm glad we came, but I am not going to this college. I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? Were the girls unkind? I mean, what happened in that dorm overnight, you know? And she said, no, they were fine. It was the material that they had to write an essay on. Their Old Testament class took this very obscure theological bent. And it's a mixed audience, but if you want to find out later, come and find out. What happened, you can ask me later what the paper was about. 13-page paper about some obscure New Testament theology that their very feminist professor had them writing about. And that's when Emily picked up on, oh, this college leans a lot more liberal than I am comfortable with. And even the kids kind of complained about having to write this 13-page paper on this very obscure feminist kind of theology. You only get that kind of information when the kid is talking to other students in the dorm. The college admission people are trying to sell you on the great things about their college. The dorm is where you're going to, your child is going to find out if they really fit there or not. So that's very important. And you might only do this for two colleges, like their top two colleges or something like that, which means you have to go to the college when the students are there. So summer visits aren't always revealing. So my daughter, this one that rejected the school in Michigan, went to Grove City College, which is in Western Pennsylvania. And we visited in the summer. And Western Pennsylvania, anybody been there north of Pittsburgh? It's beautiful in the summer. And it's miserable and cloudy and dull the 10 months of the year when the students are there. So anyway, go when the students are there. I have information on a podcast I produce. It's on your handout. I have a 4-part podcast kind of on career exploration. So I expand this a little bit more and we're covering in an hour. But you might enjoy listening to that. Podcasts are free. Okay, Michelle, let's start. We've got some cards to give you. Like I said, career exploration. This is a PDF. This one per family. Let me keep one here. Raise your hand if you would like a copy, just one per family, and I'll explain how this works. This I told you I taught this 3 times in a homeschool co-op. Works very well in a homeschool co-op, or even if you just get 3 teenagers together and say we're going to meet 1 hour a week. And let's go through career exploration together. It works very well there. I offer discounts for groups, so come by the homeschool CPA booth if you're interested in that. What happens is on the back here, there's a QR code, a little picture, and a website that you go to, tinyurl.com, okay? And you give a name and an email, and then you get taken to a secret page on my website where you can download the PDF. What I do ask is that you honor my copyright, which means you do not have permission to copy this book or to share this book. Within your family, I am giving you permission to do that, okay, within your family. So do not share this link. Do not share this card. This is my gift to you. And what I do ask, besides your name and email, is if you liked the book, if you found it helpful, do we need more? Okay. We've got, just one more? We've got more stickers if we need. I do ask you to give me positive feedback on Amazon if you found it helpful. If you don't have positive feedback, just email me so that I can correct it or I can take your input. I do not mind suggestions of improvement, but I prefer them personally and not publicly. But whatever you feel led to do. But please, enjoy the book. If it's been useful to your student, tell somebody else. And the best way to tell somebody else is not to share the book. That's a violation of copyright. But to put a review on Amazon and tell your friends about it. Okay, we have a few minutes. Questions, comments, concerns you might have. Did everybody get a copy, get a card that wanted a card? I have a few more. We good? Okay. Do you think this will work for your students, or do you think it sounds like too much effort? You think it'll work? Yes. Oh, I asked my students in my test case, how was the homework load? And they said not too bad at all, like sometimes only an hour of homework a week. But when they get to the job shadowing and the research, they could pour as much time as they have. If they're one of these Renaissance people who have interest in everything and are good at everything, their search is much harder because they're good at so many things. So they might take more time. They might spend 3 or 4 hours a week on the research phase. And then, of course, the job shadowing phase and interviewing phase can take a while because it might take a while to, not necessarily hours invested, but time to find that person to interview. The interview might only be a half an hour to an hour. Job shadowing might be 3 hours. And depending upon how many people they choose to shadow, again, depends on how many careers they want to research. So it's not a huge amount because a lot of this is processing time. Processing time. So it should take, 2-3 months, maybe longer if they need to process through. Do I like this? Like I said, my daughter went and job shadowed and they didn't say anything to me for a month about it. She did the same thing when it came to picking a college, which kind of drove me crazy a little bit, you know, because she was considering a secular college called Miami University near us and Grove City College. And we made it quite clear which one we preferred. And she just shut down and didn't want any more input from us for about a month. I think she was trying to hear more clearly from the Lord and not from mom and dad anymore. But ultimately, she picked the school that we preferred for her, too, so that was okay. But anyway, processing time can take a little bit of time. Does that make sense? Does that answer your question? The actual doing of the curriculum, the homework, is not very time-consuming. Depending upon the student, though. Okay, any more questions or comments? If not, I wish you the best for the weekend. I will be here all weekend. I have a booth, Homeschool CPA. It's across from Mardell. And I'll be there for you so you can look at the curriculum that you all just got a free copy of. But if you think you'd like to run it in a group, we can talk about that. Or later this afternoon, I'll talk about microbusiness for teens. So thanks very much, everybody. It was nice to meet you all.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.